This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, that's the new afternoon show that's going to start on January 2nd here. They're going to go from 2 to 6:20, and then Joe and Evan are actually going to go up an hour, and they'll be working for 4 hours instead of stealing money for 3 hours around here. And that's good. And you hear Jerry, he's back in a power chair, but Jerry, now you got to move over to your
power chair.
I've told you for a couple of months now, I'm keeping the seat warm, have I not?
And you know what, something, Jerry, not only did you keep it warm, you've been unbelievable. And you are going to stay here with me for a long, long time.
Yes,
but
long
just,
time.
Unfortunately, it's going to be to my right.
So I graciously hand it over.
To our new morning show partner, or my new morning show partner, will be the Greg Giannotti.
F you.
You're screwed, Gio, already. The bad morale and everything else. But listen, I got to tell you something. You were great. You came in here and you basically sat in here in a very, very difficult situation. You made my life easier, which I so certainly appreciate. You're a Long Islander just like me. People probably out there can't believe that somebody from East Islip and Bellport can actually work together.
Yep.
But congratulations, man.
Thank you very much. And it's the moment of all moments for me. There's some people who, you know, grow up in this business or have an idea what their top level thing is, and this is it. And I couldn't be happier to work with you guys, being what I think is the best crew in radio. This is going to be an exciting time, and I have all the emotions running through me now, and they're all good. And I'm just really happy that I'm not the fattest new hire, thanks to Chris Carlin.
That is
a good thing. But no, this is one of the most exciting times of my life. I got to be careful because my wife is watching, so I can't put that ahead of marriage.
I could tell you it was a big day.
Yeah, I could tell.
You could, actually.
You know why? You got rid of the Chess King sweaters. I appreciate that. That's fine.
Well, Chernoff told me, he goes, can you put on a nice shirt for tomorrow? Can you do that for once? I mean, you look like a slob.
You know, but the one thing, Greg, I got to tell you that Al, Eddie, Bobby, and Jerry, especially Jerry, basically have been, been the foundation of this radio station and this particular show over the last 6 or 7 weeks, and we all wondered what we were going to do. And these are not easy times.
No.
This is not, I mean, we're celebrating you and we're celebrating your opportunity and you sitting in a very, very big chair and trying to do what you do and do it great.
Yeah, and it's not, it is about me today, right?
It is.
People say that, but it's really not. It's about the show, it's about the radio station, it's about this show remaining great. And I know that it will. And to come into a situation like this, people will say, well, it's got to be difficult because, you know, this show was so successful for so long and now people are going to compare you to what the show used to be. And I said, well, yeah, sure, that stuff's going to happen. But how many people can walk into a situation that you have all these guys that are so great at what they do, they're established and they're hard workers and they care and they want you to be there. And not everybody gets that opportunity to do that. So I am very, very lucky. And I can't wait to get this started. I don't even know when it's going to start yet.
We don't know.
Actually, TV was just asking me. So if you know, if anybody knows,
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Is it the 27th of November? Is it December 4th?
Yeah,
is it January 2nd?
And, I think it's Boomer and Geo in the morning. I think that's what it's going to be called. At least that's what they ran by me, and I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that.
Horrendous.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Thank you. I appreciate that.
What did you want him to say?
I don't know. You know,
Giannotti in the football player.
Yeah, let me ask you, how do you feel?
I feel fine.
I mean, because you've been like the ultimate professional
for 2 months.
This whole thing.
I have sat here and told people that this is not permanent.
I know. Listen,
but no one listens.
But I listen.
So I'm good.
The problem is that you're good at what you do.
Here's what makes it easy. I like him.
Right.
It's easy. It's all good.
Yeah, but it's not like you're going to be a part of this whole thing. You're not going anywhere.
Right, which is why it's fine.
And that microphone is always on. That microphone is always there for you. You got something to say. You want to say it when you're not doing enough. You're always welcome in here. You know that.
I'm good.
Yeah, and I know we joke around and we bust chops all the time. And people would ask me, you know, is Jerry nice to you off the air? And what does Jerry think? And I'm like, you don't understand. Like, I've known Jerry for a really long time.
You, sir, die.
We've worked together for a long time. So it's great and we laugh laugh about that, but Jerry couldn't have been more of a pro throughout this entire
Drop
thing.
Dead. No, Eddie.
And I believe him. I'm usually a good, like, I got a good BS detector. And
I sent you a nice text yesterday.
You did. You absolutely
All
did.
Good.
You absolutely did.
You know, I think the thing for you was just making sure you knew that you could feel comfortable in here.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's not, I mean, look, let's face it. Let's not dismiss what really you're doing. You're replacing Craig Carton.
Yeah.
And Craig Carton, I believe in my heart, will be back on the radio. I don't know when that will be, but he will be back someday, and he'll be back better than ever because of probably another experience that he's undergoing right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't like to talk about it because I think it just makes it worse for him because I know what this day kind of signifies to him. You know what I mean? And that's the hard part. That's because we have a friend that's dealing with something that is significant and real. And yet we're over here trying to do what we do best, and that's do a radio show.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was going to share this or not, but I feel like it's right to do so. So yesterday, when this started to get out a little bit more and the announcement was going to be made, I was getting a lot of phone calls and texts, and a number came across that I didn't recognize. And I immediately declined the phone call and got a text message that said, Greg, give me a chance, or give me a call when you get a chance, Craig. So I said, okay, you know, I'm assuming that this is Craig Carton, and I called him back, and he was as unbelievably nice as you could possibly be and positive about this whole thing. And I don't know what he thinks privately as opposed to what he's saying to me on the phone, but I'll tell you one thing. He was about as class of an act as you could possibly be, and it really meant a whole heck of a lot to me because of the situation that he's in and what he's dealing with, and it can't be easy if I try to put myself in his shoes and watching something that he loved, you know, go into a next phase. And he did that. So I wanted to mention that because it really did mean the world to me.
And that's I wouldn't expect anything less, you know, because that's the guy that we know and that's the guy that we dealt with for 10 years. And like I said, he'll be back. I don't know where. It seems like, you know, in this industry, guys go through things like this from time to time and they end up finding their way back. And I know that he has a lot of fans out there, and someday he will find his way back. Now, in lieu of that, we have to still continue to do what
we
do.
Well, of course, and it's not – I know people are going to naturally make the comparisons to what the show was and what it is, and the goal here is to continue to be great, continue to serve the listeners as you guys have, be entertaining, give the sports, be passionate about it.
Right.
All that is the goal. The goal isn't to be better or worse or the same or what it was. The goal is to be great, and I really do believe that we are going to be great. Every single day when you turn us on, you know what you're going to get, and I know people will like it.
Well, the other thing, too, is that you're not playing shortstop and you're not leading off unless you lose some weight.
By the way, can you play softball?
Oh, of course, yeah. I play high school baseball.
Oh, here we go. Everybody
here we go.
So
here
no,
we go
I can.
Okay.
I can.
You want to put him through the paces and ask him some questions?
No,
Why
I don't,
not?
Because that's your job.
What position do you play?
I played third base in high school.
Oh, good. We could use a third baseman.
Yeah, I played third base
Definitely
in high
use
school.
A third baseman.
I also pitched, but I'm not
no,
a softball pitcher.
No, we don't need a pitcher.
We're
fine.
I can play any of the outfield positions. A middle infield right now, way too fat for that.
Okay,
I can't
right.
move
so
around.
So you want to be a
lumbering
corner.
First baseman.
Right, right. Could be a lumbering first baseman.
Okay.
I could do that. Outfield.
You can't move.
No.
You're not an outfielder.
No, you're all right, Jerry. Fine. Third base.
I know you say your wife is your beautiful wife is watching. She's
yeah.
pregnant with your first child.
That's right. Yeah.
So how much time are you gonna take off? Jerry wants to know.
Actually, I don't.
The Jerry Fund.
The Jerry Fund. Yes.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully, everything's healthy, and we'll get right back at it.
So now the other thing is that since you've gotten pregnant with her,
yeah, no, I have. I know.
So I know because she's. You told me that she's like a she's a workout. Person,
she
right?
is. Oh, she loves working out constantly.
So you know what that
yeah.
means.
And
that
she
means...
looks at you like that?
No, she actually appreciates it.
Really?
Yeah, because he's eating right along with her.
Right.
It is what he's
most
doing.
Of this, by the way,
got it.
Most of this, by the way, is her fault because of what she makes me.
Right.
I'm telling her.
Does
I,
she
I,
eat it too?
She does, but she doesn't eat as much. That's the thing. And then she also
control.
Exercises, which I'm allergic to. So then you get what we have here. So.
Well, you got a nice shirt on today. You're in high definition on the CBS
That's
Sports
great.
Network.
Awesome.
She gets to see you up close and personal.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can always do something about that if you'd like.
Yeah, no, I know. I will, I guarantee you.
We got this new sponsor called NJ Diet.
Yeah.
You two could go on it together.
Wait, what do you mean, you too?
You could lose 50, you could lose 40.
I could lose perfect.
50?
What are you talking about?
50
what?
Or 15?
Big fat
boomer.
What?
Listen,
don't you want to be healthy at some point in your life?
The little narps.
Carlin already took the NJ diet. I already heard him out. He was shaking hands. He's like, hey, Chris Carlin, you the NJ diet people? Stupendous. I have the name of that show, by the way. It's Mike and the Mad Dog with Chris, Bart, and Maggie. That's what they're going to call it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what the new name is. So
what do you think Mad Dog's thinking about that?
Oh, my goodness. Did you read the quotes, obviously?
No, I haven't seen the quotes yet.
You haven't seen them
yet? No, I have not.
Oh, I thought you'd be all over this morning.
I didn't even know that he was around.
Bart's going to be a problem with baseball. He's from Detroit. I don't know anything about it. Hey, he's not a New York guy. If he's talking Yankees, Red Sox, and stuff, I gotta hear that to believe it.
And then Mike, of course, acted like nothing's going on.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
I don't know what they're doing. Okay, I don't know who they are. I don't know who I work for. I don't know who I am. Okay. So don't even expect, all right, for me to comment on this, okay, because I'm not going to comment, okay, So if you want me to comment, I'm not going to comment, okay? I'm not going to comment!
We got it, okay, you're not going to comment. That's great. That's awesome. I mean, how do you think they'll do?
Those guys? It's impossible to say.
Just say good.
I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I think, of course, the show is, and I'm going to be rooting for it to do really, really well, but it's a difficult situation to be in.
Listen, you know, for the first time around here in a long time, it is truly a diverse show.
Right, exactly.
There's no question about that. It will be a different sound. It'll be a different take on things. It's not just going to be about, you know, Joe Girardi or Phil Jackson or anything. It's going to be a little bit more than that.
I'll tell you that I used to have Bart on once a week with the network show, and it was one of the most entertaining spots we ever did. Carlin is a guy that I talked about working with years and years ago when I was a producer. I always said, you know, it'd be really cool to work with Chris Carlin. And Maggie, I did one show with Maggie on the network that I remember that entire show because we had so much fun. So from that standpoint, putting them together I think will be great. But I don't want it. You can't see the thing is you can't set too high expectations on these things.
It's all about chemistry. At the end of the day,
there's going to be great shows. There's going to be bad shows. There's going to be terrible days. There's going to be unbelievable days.
Not here.
Well, not here.
I'm just telling you right now. Not here. I'm not going to be accepting of that.
Right. No.
Listen, if you think I'm going to Mickey Callaway your ass, you got something else coming. You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait for you to play the first softball game.
I expect greatness out of you.
Oh no, it'll be great. Every single day.
I got to deal with the crap that you're from Bellport and all that other stuff. And I understand. You know, you're dealing with a short. Shorter stick than I would be, but that, you know, I understand that. Don't worry about it.
In more ways than one.
I know that. I'm just saying. I expect every single day. I want your guitar in here.
Yeah, of course.
When you feel inspired to sing a song, I want you to sing a song. Whatever you know gets you going. I want you to get moving.
Yeah. Well, I will. I'll bring the guitar in every day, and Al's taking piano lessons, so we'll bring a little keyboard there. We're gonna put a band together.
This show's going to move to the Adorama Theater within a month.
Exactly. Al has been taking piano lessons for like 7 years.
No, self taught. On the YouTube videos.
On the iPad. He's good at it, too.
Yeah.
What, on the iPad or on the actual piano?
Oh, actual piano, yeah.
You are like, give me a song you can play. Can you play any, like, Elton John song?
Chopsticks?
I can play, not that Elton John. A little bit of...
Elton John.
What other Elton
Candle
John?
In the Wind?
I can do, what's that, I can't remember which one. Okay.
What do you practice on? What do you play when you're practicing?
I practice, like, Bruce Springsteen songs.
Oh, Bruce Springsteen.
Train.
You do Drops of Jupiter very
Drops
well.
Of Jupiter, yes, Counting yes. Crows I
wow.
can play,
I think I heard
Lionel
you,
Richie.
I remember you sitting down at the, where were we when you sat at, was that Mohican Sun? You sat at the piano?
No, wasn't that the Irish pub for St. Patrick's Day?
No, that did not go well. Maybe in Las Vegas I was playing piano.
Maybe it was Las Vegas. I remember you sitting at the piano and freezing. I'm like,
I did freeze.
Something? Are you going to play something?
Yeah, Jerry's right. That was at a live appearance. I froze at the piano.
Yeah, okay. That was the Irish pub on St. Patrick's Day.
The pressure where I actually saw people.
You don't really work well in crowds, do you?
I do not do well
with
in
vodka,
crowds.
He does.
Well, with vodka, you do. Yes. I understand. Then you become a different person.
I'm telling you.
That's why I chose radio. Yeah. Small box where no one sees you.
Right. But there's nothing more terrifying than playing an instrument in front of people, though. Even more so than this. Like being on the radio, there's nothing. So I agree with him. You can clam up real quick.
Have you seen Joe and Evan around?
I have, yeah. I have.
How is their morale? Are they pissed that they didn't get the afternoon
show? I'm a loser.
I don't think so. I know Joe was very upset that he had to work until 2 o'clock today because I don't think that might have changed. He was flying.
Because of the event tonight.
The event he's going to, and he was cursing everybody yesterday.
Why was he cursing everybody?
Because it was screwing up his whole schedule. So I don't know. I mean, Joe, got to remember, I produced that show. So those guys are very happy for me.
Right.
And I don't think that they... I don't think that either one of them thought that this would be an opportunity for him in the morning. And I think Evan, quite honestly, is like really happy to be working with Joe for another 3 years. And he's in his spot. I don't see Evan as a guy that's like, oh my God, this opportunity slipped through my fingers in 2 afternoons. I actually genuinely believe that he's happy
he
to remain
in. He wants to go
midday
to Met games every night at 7 right o'clock and not be fighting traffic, and now everything right stays the same.
Yeah,
for
and
him
Joe has yeah to work every day now until 2 o'clock. He probably is not going to be very happy.
Oh, yeah.
The man max for $25 a day, right?
I know. Basically,
think about
yeah
that.
I think that was
parking.
The initial offer, I think, might have been that.
It might have been. Well, you listened to Greg Giannotti. He's going to be my new partner here. I'm not sure when you're starting today. They tell you.
Well,
or
it
not
said, look on the TV, yes, it says
I think January 2nd.
Well, that's only because I told them that.
Right. Oh.
But I was guessing.
I was told that.
I haven't
as
been
well,
told
though
anything.
So I,
okay,
do, I right do think that is the official start.
Is that okay going to be the official start date? Well, that would be great. Well, congratulations, Greg.
We
well,
start anew.
Yes. We start no anew. No, so get you, out Greg of that chair. And Jerry, you get in that
yes
chair.
Yes, sir.
As we move on here. And then, Greg, I'll talk to you afterwards, right?
Yes. Yes, sir. I will be hanging around. The power chair goes back to Jerry for the time being.
Okay. Sounds good, brother. Thanks. Good job. Man.
All right.
All good in the hood over here at WFAN these days.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.